walk, walk, walk.
On Channel 9, it's gotta shit. Gotta shit. It's gotta shit. Hey, yeah, me, yeah.
Walk, 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 walk down in a bitch in a Gucci, walk down in a bitch in a Louis, walk down in a bitch, I'm in Fendi, finna drop the low, tell a nigga come get me. Ay, walk, 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 walk down in a bitch, new Christian, big massing hoes, no tension, when they see me, I'm swinging my inches, said what I said, bitch, wanna come get it, look at the way that I walk.
Oh my God, cardio.
Touchdown, LAX, pull up on me. All red Rari, she from Eastside bumping. I told her, shawty, what's bragging? Fuck me in the day party at the mansion. Oh, she'll go get out. Need more women party in a party if it ain't got a pole in it. Sit your bougie ass down, this ain't Ruth Chris. This Roscoe's Trap Kitchen on that roof shit. Oh, you ain't know it's still money over bitches. Unless the money come with them. Shawty wanna kick it, one call to my driver, go get it. It's a party in the hills, come with me. Girl, I can make you a star. Rearrange, change who you are. Put you in diamonds and cars. Raindrop, hot box, give me head in the drop top. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They out here fucking whoever poppin'. She don't want you, she just want your pockets. Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They out here fucking whoever poppin'. She don't want you, she just want your pockets. Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket.
She out of pocket,
come get your main bitch, she out of pocket.
She out of pocket,
come get your main bitch, she out of pocket.
She out of pocket,
come get your main bitch, she out of pocket.
Yo, welcome to the Neo Money Podcast. It is your host of the most controversy, Cardio Rich. I got a special guest in the building. I got Mr. Carrion Divine. What's good, my brother? Introduce yourself.
What's up? It's me in the flesh, Carrion. Bad Boys Club Season 1. We out here.
Mr. We Eat Those himself.
Yeah, literally.
Hey, listen, bro. I love the way you handle yourself. I appreciate your privacy. Like, I think it's so cliche that people like to talk about what they do in their bedroom and shit like that. I respect the fact that you don't feel the need to, you know, put yourself out there in that regard. Like, at the end of the day, what happens in our bedroom is private. That's not public information. Like, so I respect you.
Yeah, like, you know, you don't have to put yourself completely out there. You can leave some. You can leave some mystery. You know what I'm saying?
What's your sign?
Taurus. Taurus.
You know, I almost could have figured that because you got a little bit of bull energy, but you super calm. Like, I could dig it. So, like, what was your experience like in the house? I mean, besides the weird ass questions and. Outside of that, what would you say your experience was like in the house?
You know, it was a great experience just being in unknown territory. You know, it's outside of your comfort zone where you will always capitalize the most. So, you know, stepping out into the unknown, you know what I'm saying? We didn't know who was on the cast before we pulled up. So, you know, just dealing with all of the energies and remembering... my purpose, my position, and my power, and just staying focused, you know what I mean?
So, what can we expect next? Because I know Bad Boys isn't the end of the road. I know you do music, you got Swank Media. What can we expect after Bad Boys?
I mean, like, a whole lot. I ain't really going into details right now, but I always keep it lit, you know what I'm saying, and just stay tuned.
Look, you got to get to that bag. Everything else is drag, right?
Like, it ain't nothing else. It ain't nothing else to do.
You dig? So, like, okay, where are you from exactly?
I was born in Texas, but I've been in Los Angeles on and off my whole life.
I could dig it. I could dig it. So, like, I know it's so cliche. Everybody like to talk about your pops. I don't really want to get too much into that. But what was your experience like growing up with a famous parent?
It's different, you know. Some people show love. Some people hide the love. You know what I'm saying? And you learn very fast where the real love is at. You know what I'm saying? You learn real fast. And so growing up was different for me. I got the best of both worlds. You know what I'm saying? My pops did his thing, but, you know, my mom still in Fort Worth, you know what I'm saying? Like, in a regular apartment. So I definitely grew up balanced. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I got to travel a lot, but I also got to see some real life. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that's what makes you so interesting to the people, because you're not Hollywood. I don't take that from you. But at the same time, you're not thirsty either. Like, you stay in your own lane. You stay in your bag. Like, I got so much respect for you as a man. It's so rare to see men like you these days.
Oh, man.
You feel me? You still hold yourself with respect, and I commend you on that. And I happen to live a polyamorous life myself. So, you know, you already told them they wasn't ready for that conversation. But this is the most controversial podcast. So that's really what I wanted to talk about with you, because I'm pretty polyfly myself. So what made you make the change, or if there was even a change, what made you decide to be polygamous versus monogamous?
Well... I'm definitely a red pill kind of guy, you know. You know, I just keep it straight, you know, chaser. So it's like, I got tired of facing all of the demands that come with.
Yeah, you don't like to be restricted.
You know what I'm saying? And so, if I refuse to let another group of people tell me that if I don't do X, Y, and Z, that I'm not a good enough man.
Right.
I'm changing the narrative. If you can't rock with this lifestyle, then leave me alone.
Period. Take me as I am. Like, I feel you on that. So I know everybody want to know you're a pretty handsome guy, and they on you. Everybody want to know, boys, girls. I don't care. Is there somebody that you rocking with, or somebody's that you rocking with, or you flying solo right now?
I'm flying solo right now, but, you know, as time goes by, I definitely look forward to making some true bonds. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't want to call it a friendship, but, you know, just a true bond. That's what I'm open to. Nothing more, nothing less.
Well, y'all heard it. From the man himself, Mr. Kerryon Divine. So the new episode is coming up Sunday, correct?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to give them too much because the season is still running. I know you got a lot coming, a lot going on. Let the people know where they can find you on social media, your handles, and what to expect from you.
Hey, I'm on IG. I got a TikTok, too. I just got to log back into it. Everything should be Kerryon Divine, KerryonDivine, Kerryon Divine. I'm not on Facebook, I'm not on Twitter, but yeah, I'm on the gram, and then just tap into my email to like dig, you know, further if you, you know what I'm saying? Like, people hit me up for a lot of different things. Like, I get, you know, gigs for filmmaking, for, you know, just fashion design, like music. So, I definitely like to just, I'm always working, man. I'm always just bettering myself and getting deeper in my craft, man.
I can dig it. Well, I got to ask, because I know the people want to know. I wasn't going to ask, but I'm going to ask, because I just thought about it when you started talking about singing and you hit a couple notes. And you had Gutta K really feeling the Mr. Kirk Franklin. So is there something between y'all? I'm going to just ask straight up.
I mean, it's fresh. Like, you know what I'm saying? We really building a dope friendship. And, you know, everybody's doing their thing. Like, we ain't tripping. Like,
Hey, look, realistically, though, between me and you, I like y'all energy together. I think y'all are both dope. I do. If he happens to listen, I want to bring Gutter through. I feel like he has an interesting story to tell. And, yeah, I think all of the cast is dope. I really appreciate your energy. I hope they leave you alone. Are they still bothering you? Are we going to see more? Does the fighting continue? I know you can't tell me too much, but did you and Mo ever like become cool at some point, or was it always friction?
You know, like I just pray that, you know, this opportunity gets reflected on. And, you know, the right adjustments are made so that, you know what I'm saying, like, the kingdom can be built until the foundation is straightened out. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to build. So once that happens, it'll be much easier for us to, like, really tap in and you know what I'm saying, like, just take things to a more mature level, a more righteous level than where it is now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to just... I didn't expect for it to like linger this long, so it's like I'm kind of over it, but
right,
yeah, like
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I talked about it on the podcast before I brought you on, me and my co-host, because when we first seen the whole incident, before you even said it on the last episode, we were saying to ourselves, like, bro, why the hell do you keep asking, like, do you want this man or what the hell? What is going on? Why does it matter so much? So carry on. He's going to keep it cool. But I'm just going to tell y'all straight up. I think everybody should mind their damn business. And that's from me. That's from me. I think everybody should mind their business. Let this man live his life. No matter how he want to live his life, that's his business. I really appreciate you coming through to the Neo Money Podcast.
No problem, my man. Thank you.
For sure. It is your host of The Most Controversy, Cardiel Rich. And we out of here. Thank you for coming. Make sure y'all check him out on Sunday, Bad Boys LA. It's Carry On Divine, Cardiel Rich. Thank you for coming through, brother.
Peace, brother.
For sure. 100.
Oh, my God, Cardiel.
Touchdown, LAX, pull up on me. All red Rari, she from Eastside bumping. I told her, shawty, what's bragging? Fuck me in the day party at the mansion. Ooh, she'll go get out. Need more women party in a party if it ain't got a pole in it. Sit your bougie ass down, this ain't Ruth Chris. This Roscoe's Trap Kitchen on that roof shit. Oh, you ain't know it's still money over bitches. Unless the money come with them. Shawty wanna kick it, one call to my driver, go get it. It's a party in the hills, come with me. Girl, I can make you a star. Rearrange, change who you are. Put you in diamonds and cars. Raindrop, hot box, give me head in the drop top. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They all here fucking whoever poppin'. She don't want you, she just want your pockets. Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They all here fucking whoever poppin'. She don't want you, she just want your pockets. Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket.
She out of pocket,
come get your main bitch, she out of pocket.
She out of pocket,
come get your main bitch, she out of pocket.
She out of pocket,
come get your main bitch, she out of pocket. Why you mad? Cause I got a bag on me. Or you mad cause I fucked a couple of homies. Pocket full of money, I ain't never lonely. My time expensive, all them all the rolly. Took a L, bounce back, I call it Sky Zone. I just got two traps from different time zones. International business, I never been to local. Cut the renegade shit and let a bro and coach you. Time making money is time well spent. I swear to God I was broke until I broke a bitch. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. You taught material value, I taught common sense. Don't be acting catty with these other hoes.
When they start asking questions, tell her to touch her nose. Or she should have chose. You can run with your renegade friends, but I heard them renegades broke. We can go from down south to the east coast, to the west coast. Baby girl, I'm in beast mode. I'm a genius, baby, it's my G-code. I just spent the whole bag, I'm about to reload. Shawty wanna be a trap star. Choose me, gotta trap off, fly you out to Nassau. Might put you in a trap car. Might buy you a crib, paradise in your backyard. Shawty wanna be a trap star. Choose me, you gotta trap off, fly you out to Nassau. Might put you in a trap car. Might buy you a crib, paradise in your backyard. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They out here fucking whoever poppin'. She don't want you, she just want your pockets. Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They out here fucking whoever poppin'. She don't want you, she just want your pockets. Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket.
She out of pocket.
Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket.
She out of pocket. Oh my God, Cardio.
I swear to God, I was minding my business. Big volley, nigga. Bitches, you know they be beta males. Link for the 31, bet he won't fade it out. Bitch, nigga ducking me, know I'm a beta mo. Bitch, I ain't Quavo, and you ain't my amigo. I see you, I'm taking off. Told the game, bring his head, let me take it off. Try to run and fuck with him, just hold it down. Spin the block till you sure he won't make it out. Oh, you think that we enemies? How funny, all my enemies that I ain't got none. Oh, I think you just wanna be seen. Niggas be for a like a retweet. But on my east side, baby, it be the murders and violence for me. Let them know I ain't playing with niggas. If I'm in my feelings, then really I feel like I'm scaring you niggas. Sucker free, different breed, so I don't relate to you niggas. And I don't do no relations with niggas. You fake as a bitch, so you never gon' feel us. Ain't a step, ain't spinning, ain't hitting shit. Yeah, I hear what you talking, but you a bitch. Ain't a step, ain't spinning, ain't hitting shit. I hear what you talking, but you a bitch. These millions be popping till I'm in the field now. 10 toes, it's a kill shot. Volley, volley, I'm the fucking guy. Bitches talk about it, they don't be about it. Ruckus hand me the strap, you know I'ma squeeze. I keep a bitch on the fucking knees. Keep a bitch at the fucking bank. Trader like a scammer, I'ma wipe it clean. It's just me and my bitch, feel like Bonnie and Clyde. If it's up, then it's up, then you know that we slide. Tell them load up the truck, cause I'm ready to ride. Kicking the door, get whatever's inside. Force move, hit everything inside. Here come the reaper. I was sleeping, they woke up my demons. Little nigga, I knew you was scheming. Go get my drink on my slums and my ski mask. Try to run, bitch, I'm hunting you down. I'm blitzing, red beam on your nose is blitzer. Ha, I fell in love with revenge is replenishing. Now records gon' finish him. I fell in love with revenge is replenishing. Now records gon' finish him.
In a Louis, walk down in a bitch, I'm in Fendi. Finna drop the low, tell a nigga come get me. Ayy, walk, 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 walk down in a bitch, new Christian. Big massing hoes, no tension. When they see me, I'm swinging my inches. Said what I said, bitch, wanna come get it. Look at the way that I walk. Big Fendi, she shopping at Ross. Big Fendi, hoes know my shit cost. Bill silly, bitch, mad I got sauce. Leave her no saucy, speak on me softly. Rolling in a deep face first, no coughing. Got him on my phone, tell a nigga don't stop me. I roll with gorillas, come straight out of Compton. I'm a 10, you're a 2, how you feel about it? Heard you want it, but you don't, these hoes just talk about it. Ayy, my body snatched, no need for tables, bitch, this pussy polished. Ayy, nigga come eat it, Mike J beat it. When he leave, gotta grab his wallet, then text his ass like, walk, 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 walk. Walk, walk, walk down in the DM, call him daddy. Got him cooking on a daily like a nanny. Just cute as fuck, but the body get milling. My booty on Judy, her booty on Granny. Walk, 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 walk. Walk down on a bitch, big pressure. Say the wrong shit, end up on a stretcher. People going off, now her body on a sweatshirt. All my niggas love me cause they know my shit better, bitch. Ay, ay, he love me cause I'm better in all elements. The nigga she had wanna beat my guts and make my spinal bend. Bitch, I'm so pretty, so pretty, so pretty. If you think that I'm little and won't spin a big bitch, you silly,
you silly, silly,
you silly bitch. I'm past her, blessing hoes like a pastor. Amen. Got the body still, not a hottie, giving cookie body, stomach sacks her. All these bitches here congratulating with a stank face, cause she Humpty Dumpty. If you ain't her, she gon' have a great fall part two. If she thinks she can ever punk me, bitch. Walk, 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 walk. Bloody face, swipe a bitch like a mummy. Walk past where the bitch get funky. Ugly bitch, she ain't making no money. Be a fuck back, bitch, you're chunky. Bitch, walk, 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 walk down on a bitch. Walk down on a bitch. Walk, 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 bitch. The fuck is that shit? Walk the fuck. Da 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 da.
Fight me with your money.
Nothing. Oh, God. Oh, God. I swear to God. Oh, shit. Not Mr. Da-da-da.
Get it, Kay.
Da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da. What's going on?
What is going on, beautiful?
I am going great. I'm going great, you know, in the straight and narrow, you know, da da da. How you doing?
I am doing awesome. Welcome to the Neo Money Podcast. It is your host of the most controversy, Cardio Rich, and I got my co-host.
It's Hello Kitty, a.k.a. China Morbucks.
I like her. Same.
Thank you.
She's on South Central Baddies. Well, she's one of the South Central Baddies.
I heard about that.
South Central Baddies.
Yes. I heard about that. How did you like it?
It was a cool experience, but you know, after these bitches be hating and shit.
Hating, and then like before they was your biggest supporters.
Right. Like they was on a bitch dick and now all of a sudden, you know, clout chasers. But you know, we true to this. We ain't new to this. You feel
Look,
me?
Okay. So hold on.
So we grew here. They flew.
Hello?
Hey, Gunna. So this is the most controversial podcast. My first controversial question for you.
Uh-oh.
Did you use Milan's dildo?
Right, I gotta know.
Girl, I promise to God, girl.
I don't think
I threw that fucking dildo in the airport trash can.
Yo, so I saw the episode.
I was not using that old, wrinkled up, nasty, skeleton.
Did I crushed on it.
I'm dead. So look, I had carry on on here, and I asked. Mm-hmm. I said I saw the chemistry between y'all, so I asked him about y'all. It's only right that I ask you the same question. Is there something going on?
Definitely.
Is he okay? That's my first question. Is he doing okay? Have you spoke to him?
But no, my phone number just changed. So I don't think he remembered my number like all the way, and I'm pretty sure it happened all too fast for him to like write it down. So no, I have not been able to talk to him. I've been asking, like, you know, the producers and stuff, when they hear something, can they, like, you know, let me know, you know, so I can be up to date, cause like I really fucks with him. I like Kirk Franklin.
Oh, wait, say it one more time. Say it one more time.
Mr. Kirk Franklin friend.
You make that shit sound good. I swear
to God. Mr. Kirk Franklin friend.
I make that shit make you want to go change the birth certificate. Da da da.
Okay.
Hey, your verse on that song was hard as fuck.
Girl, because they know I'm the baddest bitch on that show. No cap. I son them hoes because I ain't mother.
Period.
Yeah. All right, so boom. Look. Facial expressions. I saw good. Your face when Carrie on said, Milan was trying to suck his dick first. What were you feeling in that moment?
In that moment, I was like, no the fuck this old gobble guinea pig looking bitch. Hell no. I was ready to fucking... I really wanted to square up with her, but I was like, you know what? Let me keep it cute. Now, my man all the way. Let me just keep it cute. He my man in my head. He my man in my head.
Look, in my mind. That's
but
what
I mean, they almost the same age, so I mean, I guess.
I'm dead.
I'm so dead. So how was in the house? How did you get along with all the cast members? Like, how was you feeling in that moment when you was filming?
I mean, it's always nice to meet me.
Mm-hmm. Right, it was a pleasure for them to have you. Hello.
It was a pleasure for them to have me. I'm just kidding, but no. When people meet me for the first time, it's never like weird energy, no matter what it is. So it's like, I'm pretty sure it was all a good vibe. Like, it was just good vibes until, like, I got fast instincts that kicked in. And it's like, girl, I know fake bitches and weird hoes. And
right. So.
Okay, hold on. Speaking of weird, wait. I saw you swing that motherfucking chair on the Come Up Atlanta. What the fuck was going on there? You remember what I'm talking about, right? The homeless guy, when you swung the chair at him. What was happening? Yes, and you was looking cute as hell, bitch. Like, what the fuck? And then, like, what happened with the homeless guy and you almost hitting his ass with the chair? Is that pretty?
You know I'm kicking it out.
Pretty motherfucking dope.
Finally, we was waiting for you.
My bad, my bad.
So, hi, Gutta.
Listen.
Gutta, hey.
Yeah, Gutta, this is my other co-host, Pretty Motherfucking Dodo.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Period. That's the one who was fighting on the beach.
That's right. The one who was fighting where?
On the beach.
On the beach.
She's the one that was fighting on the beach.
Wait,
I bring that shit back here.
Wait. That's a viral fight?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
She left the house after that. She was on South Central Maddie's too, but she's a real South Central baddie though.
I love the energy already.
It's beautiful.
For sure.
We're enjoying ourselves. I need that record too, that Walk shit, so I can premiere it. That's just
Oh my God, Walk is gonna go fucking crazy. If only y'all knew the story behind Walk. Let's get into that.
Let's get into it. Can I release Walk?
Yeah.
Can I release it? Can I premiere it on the show?
Yes,
I definitely gotta drop that for sure.
It's gonna be dropped by next Sunday.
Can we play it on this episode?
When is this episode dropping?
Shit, tonight.
Oh shit.
Oh, that's too soon.
Come on, I need the
maybe like a whole snippet. Maybe like a little snippet, like a little preview.
Y'all can actually get into the second verse. I can't let you play the beginning of that. Because I say he love me because I'm better in all elements. That nigga she had want to beat my guts and make my spinal bend. Bitch, I'm so pretty. If you think that I'm little and will spend a big bitch, you silly. You silly, bitch. I'm past her. Blessing hoes like a pastor. Okay, I'm just leaving.
Ooh, I love it.
Pretty Dodo.
What's up?
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
I know you got a question. Yo nosy ass, Virgo.
I mean, okay, so I kind of, you know, actually, I'm not going to go there. Let's see.
No, go there.
Oh, shit.
Let me stop. I'm scared.
Okay, so, like,
is that crazy?
Is Carrie on the only one who got your eyes? Like, you feel me?
Girl, yes, girl.
Like, you know, a lot of people, a lot of shit. I'm like, it's real spicy. I'm loving every last bit of it.
Everybody is very much so old. Kirk Franklin's son barely got a pass because his smile and his teeth is so young.
Period.
And he has no fillers. Cough.
You love that Kirk
fillers.
Franklin son. Yes, Kirk Franklin.
Listen,
son.
No, but look, ladies, look. Now, Kitty, you remember I told you, I just said it on my podcast a couple of days ago. I thought I liked him until I saw him throw that little shot at Carrion after he got locked up. I felt like that shit was extremely tasteless.
Like, that's like, you don't play with nobody's character like that. Like, he's too fucking old for that. Like, bitch, you're a dumb old. Like, bitch, and you around here playing video games all on the motherfucking internet with a bitch life. Like, girl, what are you talking about right now? Talking about you stay in the house with a da-da-da-da. Like, bitch, you don't even know. Like, bitch, you can go to fucking bitch court for defamation. Bitch, you is a defamation asshole. Like, bitch, you love to go. You gonna make a bitch pay. That's all.
Look, he gonna get beat with a chair like you almost did that homeless dude. What the hell was going on?
No, he gonna get beat like with a chair like his brother got by Jonathan when Jonathan got up in the house.
Oh, shit.
Wait, okay.
Jonathan, what did they get
on? Let's really get into it, though.
Was no whacking their head like that.
No more locked doors. That
no
video.
No more fucking locked doors, bro.
What was happening in that video? Because I heard it sounded scary. It was giving scary. What happened, bro? Like, what was going on? How did that even pop? Like, why was people getting beat with chairs? Is it too early to say? Can we say? Can we not say?
Yeah, I'm a boss bitch, and I'm gonna say what I wanna say, though. So, yeah. So, Milan and fucking Patches, that's what we're gonna call her. That's the bitch that got her dress pulled out. Patches.
From the Apache tribe. Look.
So, Patchy and Malin, them two was the dope dynamic duo. They thought they was gonna eat it up. Dora Boots it, bitch. And it was not given. Bitch, ooh. Jonathan was the tornado that swept all the hoes away. Like, bitch, what's he? And beat the bitch up. And they felt some type of way about it and tried to jump my bitch, Jonathan. They came back with no cameras.
Oh, see, bitch, we didn't know that part. They were
no cameras, no security guard. It was head to toe captain, bitch.
So he wasn't a victim then. It sounds like you were the antagonizer from what I
know. No, he was definitely getting antagonized. Like, he was getting antagonized by bitches that wasn't even on the show. That's the thing, like, bitch,
no,
y'all
I'm
crazy.
I'm saying Milan and Apache were the antagonizers.
Milan wasn't the anything. Milan was shut the fuck up. Milan wasn't saying anything. Ooh. He was antagonized. If he was antagonizing Jonathan, it was through the brain cells, bitch. Because in real life, his ass was sitting there very much so mute TV. Like, ooh. The other one was Miss Pop It Off, but she was like getting her ass beat. So I don't understand.
No, but okay, I saw when you dropped that video.
I had to
he was
that.
In the house with the door locked. What was he saying again? What the fuck did he say? Why are you doing this?
Stop, Jonathan. Why are you doing this? You're crazy. You're crazy. Bitch, and you're 38, bitch, and he's 24. So, bitch, what? But you was just hollering about whoop-de-wop, whoop-whoop, boom-bang, split, bitch, just before he got here. You're swinging on Carrion. But don't want to swing on Jonathan. Bitch,
right.
You ran outside towards Carrion, but bitch, you ran in the house, locked the doors, and tried to talk to Jonathan like you was at the fucking McDonald's driving window, bitch. Like, I'm not understanding.
Not the
like,
McDonald's drive.
This shit is sad. It's really sad to me. It's sad to me that they actually think that it's okay to act these ages. Like, Milan, he asked me the other day, he said, y'all, everybody in the comments talking about wait to the reunion for this bitch gutta. We both live in Atlanta. First off, let's stop there.
Wait, he was on Bego, because...
This bitch said we both live in Atlanta, like he's 13, 16, 17 years old. Like, a bitch actually finna put on her go-go boots, bitch, and literally go meet this old-ass fucking granny-ass bitch to go fight. Bitch, are you dumb?
Thank you.
So, yeah, it's just a lot of delusion within this show, this network. I'm just really, like, confused on where the fuck they found these fucking
for real.
Bitches.
Same for the show I'm on. That's... These people be fucking making up shit in their heads and really believe.
It's like, for real. And then it's like, and honestly, what I said at the beginning is real fact, y'all. Like, and somebody really put that in my head today. Like, if y'all really pay attention to the whole fucking season, it's right, gutter, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yep.
But now that we all on the internet, now it's gutter ain't shit, gutter. Like, but bitch, y'all was my biggest supporters, bitch. It was gutter. You're doing stuff at 21 that none of us in this house did at 21. Oh, right, really? But now, you're throwing shade because, bitch, you're married.
You want to know what's crazy? That's exactly what they did to Hello Kitty in the house.
Oh, everything.
Like, everybody was cool with her in the house, but Gutta, since I brought her on this podcast, she's everybody's enemy all of a sudden, but nobody popped on her in the house. So if anybody understands what you went through, it's definitely Kitty, because they was definitely her buddy in the house, and when she left the house, yeah.
I didn't want to be they fucking minion. I'm always saying no, bitch, okay? What I want to do, how I want to do it, okay? What I say, bitch, get mad, bitch, get a
bitch,
bag,
get a
bitch, get a back. Because bitch, you always gonna be mad fucking with me, because bitch, I don't get in my motherfucking feelings. I hop in the back. Hey, boo, catch up, keep up, say, catch up.
Cut off. But how I feel about everybody, for real, is in my confessionals. That's the real me. Like, confessionals is the real me, because during the show, we didn't have, like, we did confessionals after everything was shot. So this is after I found out that I don't like the old bitch with the wrinkled head. This after I found out all these bitches scary, weak as hell. So it's like, I'm really like, at this point, bitch, any question that come up about them, bitch, I'm eating in the confessionals, because it's like, during the show, it's so weird to see, and it's so, it irritates me. Like, I'm not even gonna lie to y'all, every Sunday I get depressed. Like, right now, I'm just like, today was a very hard day for me, y'all, honestly, because seeing how weird it looks to me, like, mm-hmm. because I know me, like, bitch, I know how I feel right now, and how I feel right now is how, wish I should have fed up in that motherfucking house, like, about these bitches, but I was giving her the best of it out.
Yo, but watching the show tonight, gotta, no lie, after bringing Carrion on and meeting him and seeing that he's really a good guy, I was pissed off.
Cause it's like, man. Well, I'm glad that they played it right. They showed that Milan did say something to him first. Like, bitch, that's all I was trying to step in. I don't know if they even showed that. Honestly, I didn't even watch it.
Well, no, they did show it first, because Milan was tweaking out for a minute before Carrion even said
said something. That's my point exactly.
It took him a while to go. He didn't go up until he spoke about his father.
And that's the thing, like, they always
hella out of line.
Everybody trying to speak about his dad, like, and even Moolah gay ass. He talking about some motherfucking.
Did you see what he said? Oh my god, he dresses so nice. Yeah, suspect.
I don't like him either. Like, I would really like. Oh my god, girl, I can't say that I'm on a podcast.
Yes, the hell you can. This is the most controversial podcast. You can say whatever
you can say.
Girl, God don't like when I get that angry and talk like that.
Look, we pops it on Neil. Please give me the tea. It is boiling hot. Don't leave me stranded. I don't want to censor you, Gutta. That's why I brought you here. I want to know how Gutta feels. I'm a Pisces. I'm big on feelings.
Gutta feels like he deserves his own shit, because ain't no hoes really giving it how I get it, and it's not no tea at all. Like, no tea to none of the castmates, all nine others. Like, nobody gave the Gutta effect, I feel like. Like, nobody's gonna have that, ain't nobody fucking with me moment. Like,
hello?
Nobody's gonna have the, like, that it Gutta, you know? So I feel like they should just, like, go ahead, break a bitch a bag, give me my own show. Like, it's just, it's a must.
I mean,
everybody's
like, word. Like, I'm millions and millions of views.
That's what they don't understand. They going with these Lozo Bozos, bitch. Mm-mm.
It's okay, because when you pop up with your own shit, they gonna wait.
But that's the thing, like, they need a little new to Zeus, bitch. They need to know that it don't have to be fights on every kind of thing.
Thank you. That's what I was
talking
about. Like, let's go out and have fun.
Fun.
But honestly, Zeus is
be with pretty bitches, have fun,
for real, girl.
Back and y'all wanna fight.
Yeah, because it's nothing but bullshit. That's all people wanna do is continuously fight and create bullshit ass dramas with people. And it's like,
no, for real, like, Zeus is like, I feel like Zeus is very much so a network that likes to throw the rock and hide their hand.
Oh, absolutely. Because let me.
Them bitches like to throw a boulder and hide the fuck their hand. Like,
yes, I saw that live with LaMelle and Rio and Moolah, and that shit was really awkward.
And they was disrespecting the fuck out of them, but they steady kissing their ass. Fuck, bitch, I never kick these hoes ass. These hoes is a nobody, bitch. This hoe came from Love and Hip Hop, got left at Love and Hip Hop at the bus stop, bitch. And then nobody can pick the bitch up. No bus can, bitch. Fuck you talking about. Girl, and
oh,
y'all
wait, hold
up
on,
in this
wait,
little
wait, wait, wait. Okay, so like I said, I'm big on feelings.
what the hell were you feeling when Dylan and William were fighting? That shit was funny.
I was drunk. Right. That shit was funny to me because I was drunk as hell.
Yo, they didn't connect one in the round. Why the fuck?
They was fighting air. They wasn't even fighting. They was fighting air.
Anything. No, they were very much so delusional.
What the fuck?
And like, to think that that bitch ever think that she's gonna be my ass, girl, I will literally stump that bitch out so bad. It'll be like,
wait, who World said War that? 18.
Girl, William, after the show, bro. You know she ain't
saying. Oh my god. No.
Wait, did he leave the house because he was terrified?
Huh?
Didn't he leave because he was terrified?
Girl, left. Oh, I can't wait. Girl, y'all need to just stay tuned, baby, because what's gonna gag y'all is, girl.
Come on. If you can't get in trouble, come on.
These bitches just know that this is just, they're attention seekers. Mind you, these O's are old. Let me remind you. So they kind of been here like before, bitch. So they know a couple things more.
Okay, so another question, right? So I saw the fight with the other fight. What the hell? What were you thinking when you rolled under the truck? Was you scared you was gonna hit your head or anything? The vibes are here. It's definitely a vibe.
I love that. Okay.
Da da. Me too. Look, I'm gonna post a I got a video of me swinging around a pole at my homie house. Saying on
I'm not about to play with you. Hey.
Milan.
You are fucking a fool. Wait, gotta
yes, this is me. I have came back 50 years.
Not Milan, old ass.
How's everybody doing?
Hey, Milan. Hey, I told you you should come speak for yourself. I didn't even know it was going here, but shit. I'll team Gutta.
I'll speak for you. I'll speak for him. I'm Milan right now. You ready?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm a flop. I haven't been shit since Love & Hip Hop. If you realize, my name has not rang no bells. So I had to come back on a show that just started, that others are just starting their first time reality TV
coming
on, and think that I'm eating
granddaddy.
It when I'm, and all actuality, I'm really not.
Granddad.
What's up?
Look, hey, granddad.
Giving pawpaw.
But it's the name.
Pawpaw. No, but,
here, it's the same Milano.
And the reason that I did that is because I don't really even be checking for this hoe, honestly.
The hoes be checking for you.
Daily, like.
Hello.
When I tell you, I get screen recorded screenshots every day of this old ass bitch talking about me. And it's like, I never even seen somebody his age get into it with people my age, bitch. Like, this
but look, Gutta, can I put you on game?
Mm-hmm.
You know how he loves to scream, I'm from LA. All three of us are from LA. And I think all three of us can tell you Milan never gave up shit in Los Angeles. We did not know him as a fighter. This is new to us. I'm talking about LA natives. Kitty, did you know Milan was a gangster?
Hell no, because I knew him for being somebody else's secret man.
Ooh. Hello.
Pretty Dodo.
Hello.
Have you seen, was he a fighter in Los Angeles where we're from?
That boy was quieter than a mouse, okay? So I'm very confused.
I don't get, but like the storyline that they be bragging off of, like, bitch, you were a whole secret, bitch. The only time the camera time did follow you, bitch, was in the room, bitch. Because Hello. You didn't come out the room, bitch. Because if you did, then I know y'all little secret. Girl, get into it, girl.
For the record, let me give you some more game, Gutta. I was born in Rochester, New York. Rochester, New York is very small.
Mm-hmm.
And I've asked a lot of people at home if they know this guy. And I don't know which part of Rochester he from, but it doesn't ring many bells in Rochester.
Girl, he didn't say he was from New York. He said he's from Chicago.
L.A.
L.A. It's like,
he don't know where he's from.
He don't even know where he's from, bitch. It happened so long ago.
Yeah, Rochester, New York.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it didn't happen so long ago.
I don't know that guy from, and this is Baby T speaking. If anybody, like, I done switched my name 9 times, but Baby T in Rochester, they know I'm saying I'd never seen or heard of Moolah. And I just feel like he's trying to be everybody's granddad too. Like
Moolah is trying, like, you can tell he's trying to be everybody's granddad. He said, everybody listen up, William. I said, if you hear,
bad
if you pay attention
boys,
to the background.
Bad boys on three. How many times did he make y'all do that shit?
Literally all the time. Like we was on fucking, like we was at the camp. Girl, he gonna talk about
one time when I was at
pay
band
attention.
Camp.
William. Like, bitch, why would you call everybody attention just for William? Like right. Bitch, y'all are so slow around this bitch. Girl, I was in the background like, girl, you did not have to do all that just to talk to William.
Thank you. It's not giving what it's supposed to give.
It's not.
And
it's giving forced
me
reality.
When he, called
TV
it a,
bags.
He called it an alley back. What the fuck? Did you understand half the shit Relly was saying? Like,
yes, that's my bitch. I love her. She crazy.
I love that country.
Crazy as fuck. Let me some Relly. Let me some Relly.
Yo, my favorite part is when bro said, I'm about to act the motherfucking donkey up in here. I say, yo, that is crazy.
It'd be crazy because, like, the stuff that the people be laughing at the show of him, I do not be laughing at. But the stuff that happened in the house for real, like, when the cameras wasn't on, is fucking hilarious.
Okay.
Like, it was so many times where we were like, oh my God, the camera should have got that moment. Like, it's so many moments that was up in the house that they didn't get. It was just like, oh my God.
Right.
Well, look, I am so glad that you came through to the Neo Money podcast. Like, I really appreciate you.
I'm so thankful for having, I mean,
look, we thankful for
yeah,
having
no,
you.
No, one day,
it's
one
good.
Day, we're going to be at your party. Okay, we're going to come. We're gonna,
how do I say this?
Shit, one day is about to be soon,
thank
okay?
You for having me.
Okay.
No, you know what I was trying to say? I'm so thankful for, wait. I don't know what the fuck I was trying to say. Actually.
Look, hey, you can, look, we can just keep it a bean. Look, tell them where to find you on social media and all that.
Hey, you guys. You can find me at Mr. Kirk Franklin USA.
Y'all can follow me. Y'all can follow me at The Real Got a K and Whoa Is Got a K on Twitter. You know, good pussy. You gonna see it in the caption.
Yeah, look, can you end this with a da-da-da? I just need a da-da-da.
Oh, my bad. Big Barty Gang, period. Y'all already know the vibes. Big Barty Gang. Da-da-da.
Hello.
Period.
We appreciate you for coming through.
Thank y'all
you
for having me.
We love you, Gutta.
Love y'all too.
Yes.
Time.
Hey, I can't wait to hear Walk.
Oh, yeah. We finna be walking, girl. Wait till I pull out them church heels.
Hello.
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 Oh, my God, cardio.
Touchdown, LAX, pull up on me. All red Rari, she from Eastside bumping. I told her, shawty, what's bragging? Fuck me in the day party at the mansion. Ooh, she'll go get out. Need more women, party in a party if it ain't got a pole in it. Sit your bougie ass down, this ain't Ruth Chris. This Roscoe's Trap Kitchen on that roof shit. Oh, you ain't know it's still money over bitches. Unless the money come with them. Shawty wanna kick it, one call to my driver, go get it. It's a party in the hills, come with me. Girl, I can make you a star. Rearrange, change who you are. Put you in diamonds and cars. Raindrop, hot box, give me head in the drop top. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They out here fucking whoever poppin'. She don't want you, she just want your pockets. Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They out here fucking whoever poppin'. She don't want you, she just want your pockets. Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket.
She out of pocket.
Come get your main bitch. She out of pocket.
She out of pocket.
Come get your main bitch. She out of pocket.
She out of pocket.
Come get
bitch and make this shit out of pocket.
Why you mad? Cause I got a bag on me. Or you mad? Cause I fucked a couple of homies. Pocket full of money, I ain't never lonely. My time expensive, all them all the Roly. Took a L, bounce back, I call it Sky Zone. I just got two traps from different time zones. International business, I never been a local. Cut the renegade shit and let the bro and coach you. Time making money is time well spent. I swear to God, I was broke until I broke a bitch. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. You taught material value, I taught it common sense. Don't be acting catty with these other hoes. When they start asking questions, tell her to touch her nose. Or she should've chose. You can run with your renegade friends, but I heard them renegades broke. We can go from down south to the east coast, to the west coast. Baby girl, I'm in beast mode. I'm a genius, baby, it's my G-code. I just spent the whole bag, I'm about to reload. Johnny wanted me a trap star. Choose me, got a trap car, fly you out to Nassau. Might put you in a trap car. Might buy you a crib, paradise in your backyard. Shawty wanna be a trap star. Choose me, you got a trap car, fly you out to Nassau. Might put you in a trap car. Might buy you a crib, paradise in your backyard. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They out here fucking whoever poppin'. She don't want you, she just want your pockets. Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They out here fucking whoever poppin'. She don't want you, she just want your pockets. Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket.
She out of pocket.
Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket.
She out of pocket.
Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket.
She out of pocket.
Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket.
She out of pocket.
Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket.
More bucks, the more bucks, the more fucks I give.
How many?
And that's none.
Bitch stay bad, bitch get a bag. Bitch stay bad, bitch get a bag. Bitch stay bad, bitch get a bag. Bitch get a bag, bitch get a bag. Bitch stay bad, bitch get a bag. Bitch stay bad, bitch get a bag. Bitch stay bad, get a bag.
The garden, unless she covered with an offer, it's being Hello Kitty. I'm a dog and she a walker, bitch. Tell her, hate her, hoe to shut the fuck up. It's really smoke, and I'ma see you when you pull up. I told the bitch, don't at me. Just when you see me, get at me. Got these bitches running like an athlete. Hey, baby, we can get active. She think that I'm attractive. Hello Kitty twerking, but B, I'm trying to clap shit. I know why you bad, bitch. You broke, go and get a bag, bitch.
I got that good pussy. If you looking for me, nigga, come and book me. You cannot be me, might as well come join me. Hey.